MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 4, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Afternoon thunderstorms, mid to upper 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:06 p.m. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, former Beverly Airport manager Gloria Bouillon has filed a lawsuit accusing a former airport tenant of sexual harassment and the city of failing to take steps to protect her. The civil lawsuit, filed Tuesday in Essex Superior Court in Salem, is similar to a discrimination complaint that Bouillon filed last year with the Massachusetts Commission on Discrimination. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that Massachusetts is poised to join a handful of states that make meals free for public school students, regardless of their incomes. A provision in the $56.2 billion state budget for the next fiscal year would, if it survives Governor Mara Healey's veto pen, require the state to provide breakfast and lunch free for all K-12 school students. The move, which will cost $171.5 million in the next fiscal year, would make permanent a pandemic-related policy that provided free school meals for students in the past 3 years. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the city is in line to receive $500,000 in state road and bridge funding as part of a $375 million municipal transportation bond bill recently finalized by the State House and Senate. The bill includes $200 million in Chapter 90 roadway money, as well as an additional $150 million to fund 6 transportation-related state grant programs. And the Daily Item reports that after a weekend rainstorm flooded Kings Beach and Swampscott with more than 1 million gallons of raw and partially treated sewage overflow last weekend, Public Health Director Jeff Vaughn discussed transparency and public safety procedures with the Select Board Wednesday evening. Vaughn kicked off the meeting with an overview of Saturday's sewage overflow incident in Lynn, explaining how combined sewer systems expel sewage runoff into the beach to prevent it from making its way back to people's homes. Most beaches, Vaughn said, will be clean within 48 hours of a combined sewage overflow. Gloucester City Hall is still under repair following a small fire that damaged a basement office and left smoke damage throughout the rest of the building. This is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga.
Slow going, but it's been a very methodical and well-thought cleaning that's been going on. Our insurance is covering all this. We have service masters in here who've been doing the cleanup, trying to get the smell out. There was not a lot of fire damage, but there was a lot of smoke damage. So they basically had to clean every surface of this building. If you were here yesterday, you would have seen staging in my office in front of this large mural. So they've taken out, if you notice, the walls are naked throughout the building. Anything that could be removed was taken off-site to be professionally cleaned by Prism, I believe is the name of the cleaning contractor. They actually even took my base that was hanging on the wall here to give that a thorough cleaning. So everything that could be taken out of the building was taken out. The stuff like the large murals, they're cleaning in place. You may recall upstairs in the auditorium, we had staging right to the ceiling. It's a 30-foot ceiling because I had to get up there and clean the ceiling with the underside of the light fixtures. That's being removed today, should be out of here by the end of this week at the latest. We may hear some pounding before this interview is over because right below us, they're rebuilding that archives room. We're doing some juggling of where people would be located, but purchasing was displaced. Excuse me, they're in a conference room here on the first floor. My office, half of them are over at the Browns Mall. Myself, Jill Cahill and myself have been trying to work out of here as much as we could. Luckily, those large blowers that were in here, air scrubbers, have been removed, so it's not as noisy. But right now, we have no carpets in here, and the paint is going to be repainted. Some of these offices, new carpets, and hopefully be back up and running in full before the end of the summer, before Labor Day.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox were off last night. They are scheduled to open up a weekend series at Fenway Park tonight against the Blue Jays. The Beverly Homecoming Road Race was held last night. The 5K race was won by Gloucester's Peter Asaro. Grace Kroll of Beverly was the top women's finisher, winning for the second straight year. This week on our website, we'll be featuring an interview with Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. These series of interviews focus on the values that these coaches bring to their teams, like putting players first.
Yeah, I think generally the biggest thing is there's going to be, when you put everything in, there's going to be disappointment. As coaches, we're going to make mistakes. Kids, as players, are going to make mistakes. I think the one thing I just would never want to do is to be somebody to go and say, well, it wasn't me, it's this person, or blame it on a kid, or blame it on a coach. Mm-hmm. And again, when you're in a game and stuff, it's emotional. But to walk away from it afterwards, I think as an adult to take the blame if things don't go well and to make sure you make it all about the kids when things do. I think, you see some people over the years that it kind of becomes about them. And I just, and again, you want to do a good job. You want to put a good product out there. You want to make sure that, you're putting the work in and people understand that, like, you're doing the right things. But I think the biggest thing is it's about the kids, and you can be disappointed and things will happen, but I just hate it when you see coaches put up their chest when things go well and mm-hmm. you kind of get the feeling it's all about them, and all of a sudden when things don't go well, oh, well, we couldn't do this,
good point.
this person, whether it's in the media or behind closed doors. I just think it's really important to, like, if there's one thing in football that's tough, any sport, at the end of the day, be a great teammate and, never throw somebody under the bus.
Nolan adds that being organized and executing a weekly practice plan and game plan comes together through years of experiences.
And I think that's a great point, too, because the 70, working for that 70 and coming through and learning, you're putting the work in and then learning from the experience, it's so similar to some of the sports. Some kids walk in and as freshmen they can compete.
Mm-hmm.
There's other kids that work really hard to find a role on a team,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a special team here or there, or maybe they're the other big tackle you bring in on defense, or maybe they're a punter, a kicker, a long snapper. But they work really hard to get to that role, so I think it's really important for us as coaches to, first of all, like, look and try to find the absolute best and find that role for the kid. Work with them and then celebrate them when they go and they achieve it. And again, it's different for everyone. You can have the best athlete in the league not doing the right thing and not seeing the potential throw. And you get some kids that just work their butt off and they might not be in the newspaper and other things like that, but they're making a contribution and they're really fulfilling their potential.
Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday and weekend, everyone, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.